Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's a busy day, plus all the things that happened in the world of sports. Among the things I want to talk to Chris Harrington are about, he wrote about movies, Jaws is going to be on the big screen at the IMAX, Jeffrey. You have seen Jaws, but certainly not ever in a movie theater.
I have seen Jaws not in a movie theater. It's also probably, I don't feel like I've watched it since like middle school or high school.
Have you seen it beginning to end? Or
yeah, I've seen it start. Like I got a DVD, I think, once and watched it start to finish, but I do not. I've definitely never seen it in a movie theater. It's probably been at least 20 years since I've seen it.
Chris is a big fan. Chris is a big fan of the movie, and you can read his review over at the Daily Memphian Review. It's not a review. His reflections. So it's 50 years. It's been 50 years since Jaws. I take it you're not a guy who gets in the ocean anyway, right?
I've told you my perfect beach trip is I go down to the Redneck Riviera, and the only time my feet touches the sand is if I'm in a bunker.
Right. And John Martin, I'm certain, doesn't get in the ocean. I bet Chris Harrington gets in the ocean.
I mean, we went down. My daughter got a little water curious in the ocean. So the trip we took in April, I went in probably twice, but eh.
It wasn't the sharks that scared you out. You're just...
No, it's just... It's
not an ocean guy.
Yeah, not an ocean guy.
One of the great things about... You know, I love the South. My home's in the South now. I've become a... it is interesting. I think you can become a Memphian, right, as a transplant. But I don't think you can become a Southerner.
I think that's probably fair.
Yeah.
I think that's a good distinction.
But you cannot become a Southerner unless I think you've grown up in the South.
You're always a Yankee, but you can be a Memphian.
You can be exactly right. So anyway, I want to talk to him about that. And then Sam Hardiman has an interesting piece over at the Daily Memphian today that, you know, we're always talking about crime numbers, Jeffrey, sadly. But we're talking about crime numbers. And we know that the crime numbers went way up during and around COVID. And then the crime numbers, according to the officials, are coming down gradually, not fast enough, but they're coming down. But there are those who are skeptical of whether the crime numbers are coming down. Interesting, they weren't skeptical when they were going up, but they are skeptical of the numbers now that they're coming down. And so there's a push from two local politicians to audit the crime numbers. And the truth of the matter is, my instinct is, I don't hate the idea. Because what I really don't like is no one believing numbers.
Well, yeah.
You know, if in the end, I mean, let's be honest, this is being pushed from a certain political perspective, right? So, but if in the end it's a fair and unbalanced audit and they reveal the numbers to be accurate, well, maybe then people will stop saying, the numbers, I don't believe in the numbers.
So my only thought on that though is, I almost wonder, though, is there anything that will convince those people? Because
the problem is that even just the way I said it, the way I just said it, as I was saying it, it occurred to me.
But I want to be clear on this. I don't hate the idea.
People may not. What's going to happen is people then won't believe the audit, right? So from either perspective, let's say the audit says the numbers are accurate. some people won't believe the number. The odd. They say that, but there was a car broken into my neighborhood. Yes, last night. And so
right, it becomes anecdotal. It becomes the right. Pushback becomes
but
anecdotal.
To the flip side, let's say the audit says that the numbers are not accurate and crime is not coming down. Well, then I suspect that there will are people who are going to say, yeah, the auditors were cooking the books. The auditors went in there with a mission to say that the numbers
are
accurate.
This is how Trump's going to take over Memphis.
This whole thing. We'll talk to Sam about that. So that's the line. We got John Martin and then Chris Harrington and then Sam Hardiman. The big news yesterday, of course, well, really, it was Cracker Barrel reversing course. It was a divorce and a marriage. Jeffrey, we had an engagement and a divorce. Cracker Barrel and their logo lasted about as long as, I don't know. How long did Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie last?
I want to say it was like 11 months, but let me double check for you.
Longer than the logo. Longer than the Cracker Barrel, the new Cracker Barrel logo. There are not many marriages that ended quicker than the Cracker Barrel and its logo. But Cracker Barrel, a story we have discussed, of course, extensively. Cracker Barrel announced that the old man in the logo coming back. We said we would listen, and we have, the company posted on social media. Our new logo is going away, and our old timer will remain. So there you go. It's interesting. I did talk to Tim, my marketing expert brother, who works at Northwestern's business school and teaches marketing. And honestly, he was kind of torn on this. One thing he did point out, Cracker Barrel has been doing terribly before this, right? Right. It's not like you're flying along. It's not like, you know, Memphis football back when they were scoring 1,000,000 points, right? You're like, why would you disrupt that? Like, why would you stop that offense, right? Something that's not, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, Cracker Barrel was broke. That's the problem. The problem that I think people somehow are failing to address here is they didn't change the logo and the vibe of the stores just to make people mad or to be woke or whatever it was. They changed it because the stores and the company is failing. And so, but the backlash was so, and so he was actually, certainly in terms of changing slightly the image of the street. Well, he was not against it. He did think that the right thing for them to do, caught in this torrent of criticism, was to say, "Yeah, we're gonna abandon the logo." Like once you're in the middle of this storm of criticism, you just go ahead. Bring the logo back. It feels like they're going to still make the other changes to the menu and to the vibe of the place that they were planning to make. They're just going to restore the old man in the logo. I'm not surprised. Are you surprised, Jeffrey?
No, I mean, to me, like, this is where this was always headed.
Yeah.
I think the larger problem, and it's not even Cracker Barrel specific, but there are so many companies today that try to change their image and pay all these marketing firms God-smacked amounts of money. And it's just like they never come up with anything better.
Well, that's an interesting question. Off the top of my head, I'm sure there are. Like maybe we should bring Tim in to discuss this because I'm certain there are rebrands that are successful, right? Hell, almost every Coke has been rebranded, the logo, whatever. It's all changed.
Yeah, but like,
many
to your
times.
Point, Coke did the same thing, like new Coke.
They did that very clearly. But that's the recipe. But I'm sure the Coke logo and bottling and whatever else has changed 17 different times. So anyway, I suspect there are rebrands that are successful. The problem is that when you have a failing company, which Cracker Barrel was and is, you've got to do something. Other than just you're a failing company, go out of business. So they obviously misstepped here and probably wise. This will now, who knows, maybe it'll spark some research. Okay, they capitulated, so I'll go back and eat some country fried steak, which, by the way, Country fried steak, delicious. I may not be a Southerner, but I like some country fried steak.
Yeah, I like the hamburger steak more.
You like the hamburger steak?
Yeah, I mean, to me.
You're talking specifically at
Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
I can't honestly remember the last time I've been to a Cracker Barrel. I used to go when I was, when the kids were little and we were driving across country all the time, and this was before everyone had screens, we would stop because they had audiobooks. And so we'd stop and we'd get some kid's audiobook, and then you get it at one Cracker Barrel and return it at another Cracker Barrel, basically, is how it would work. And you were charged $3 or something. That's the last time I've been to a Cracker Barrel. When was the last time you went to eat at a Cracker Barrel?
So I was talking about this with my college buddies. There was an MUS road trip about 2 years ago last fall. That's the last time I went in.
Oh, well, there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Okay, and then obviously the other big news, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And I don't know. I did see there was a video, Lexi, our official expert on all things Taylor Swift, our Taylor Swift correspondent, to the Jeff Gawkins show. She sent me video of St. Mary's informing third to fifth grade girls of this event, and my God,
what was the noise like?
You would have thought the Buffalo Bills had won the Super Bowl or something like that. Like, it was unbelievable. It was deafening. It's interesting.
Hey, maybe if Taylor Swift can get married and Taylor can find love, the Bills can win the Super Bowl.
Well, that's you never know, you know. And I mean, you know, we just saw what happened at the PGA Tour Championship too. You know, there are people who break through. It feels like in this time.
All you need is Lift, Clean, and Place and 29 other players.
So I you know, the gym teacher marrying the English teacher.
I didn't love
is
the caption.
Phrased it.
She doesn't have a degree. It. She can't be an English teacher.
I thought it was a clever way to cast themselves, and you can sort of see it, right? If your gym teacher,
you're falling for the branding. Oh my God, gross.
I know. No, but here's the thing. Then I started thinking about it. What that does, it turns all of us into third to fifth grade girls. Because, like, that would be, if you were a third grade girl or even a third grade boy, the notion that your gym teacher is marrying your English teacher, oh, that would be exciting, right? The whole branding here turns us all into third to fifth grade girls, right? That's what it's treating us as, third to fifth grade girls.
I think it's clearly to a certain segment of the country that's what it's doing. I also think there are a lot of people like, okay.
Well, I mean, that may be. I mean, it is interesting. I mean, this is legitimately, Lexi said this is the second best day of her life yesterday. And I almost have a hard time relating to that.
How many kids does Lexi have?
None. She doesn't have kids, but she didn't get married. The best day of her life was and whether she was just
her fairy tale,
or whether she was just tipping a cap to Torrent because she has his name, because she you know, yeah, I call it the second best day because I did have a wedding after all, so mm-hmm. I think I'll call that the best day of my life. But if the Buffalo Bills
really, it's not even out of respect to your husband. It's really out of respect to your dad, who probably paid for it.
That could be.
You know what I mean?
That could be.
Let me just say this. If Josephine has a wedding that I pay for, she better say it's the best damn day of her life.
If the Bills ever do win a Super Bowl, will that, and that's the only thing I can compare, you know, the news to, what would, or if the, you out there, Memphis Tiger fans or Grizzly fans, if the Tigers were ever to win the NCAA basketball title, or the Grizzlies were ever to win the NBA title, how do you compare things that you're just a spectator, an observer of?
So the problem,
even though
is
they mean a lot to actual things happening in your life that actually involve people you know.
So right? the problem is the Super Bowl is one game, and it's all the anticipation, and it's the you blink and the third quarter, you blink and you're in the third quarter, and then it happens and it's over. The difference, though, with like an NBA championship or with a college basketball championship is you have this like long run. Like, and yes, I know you get the whole playoff experience, but
I don't think the basketball is that different than the NBA,
but you would have the seven game
series.
None
of this is different than Taylor Swift. There's no run up. There's no nothing. It's just one day in the instant announcement that became the best.
I gotta tell you, the Super Bowls stand out. Like, the Super Bowls are so much better than the World Series.
Oh, you can actually look at you.
Yeah.
You can talk about this from a perspective of having experienced it.
Highly would recommend.
Way to rub it in, Jeffrey.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's New York's team.
The best days of my life, you know, I don't know. Best days of my life. I mean, you say the days your kids are born, right?
Yeah, but like, I don't know about you. That was a blur for me.
I kind of have a dim memory of them at this point, right? So were they the best days of my life? They were good days. Like, that's an incredible day. And weirdly enough, I mean, it is true. It's a little different when you hit the first one than the second one.
But you're also, like, exhausted. Like, you're a zombie going through the whole process.
You become more of a zombie, though. Not necessarily on the day that kid is born. You're not a zombie yet. You're not fully zombie.
See, I was, because Aaliyah's water broke at, like, 3 a.m., we went to the hospital at 4. Like, I was in, like, then, you know, then they wheel her in around 7:30. And
so Josephine, you were a zombie by the time the kid arrived.
Yeah, and then Josephine spent, like, the first 5 hours of her life just screaming.
Now, my skepticism would be to say these things can't compare to things in real life, except for the truth of the matter is, sports and the things we care about that we talk about as not real life sometimes, Taylor Swift to Lexi, they are real life. Like,
they're your lived experience. Yeah.
They are. I have spent more time thinking about the Buffalo Bills than any other topic in
more than
the
Sabres?
Of my life. And it's not close. It's
more than the Sabres?
The Sabres would be second. Maybe the Sabres. Those two things. But my point is, those are of a type. There's nothing. I don't know. Have I spent more time worrying about Ben or the Bills? You know, probably the Bills. I have, because I like Ben's only been around for 28 years. The Bills I've been worrying about for 50. I've spent more time thinking about, worrying about, fretting about, being invested in the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres than anything else in my life. And I think that's true for a lot of people listening, whether it's Alabama football or Tennessee football or Memphis basketball or whatever we're talking about. It is real life.
Or your 2025 betting slate. Yes, continue.
And for these, and for Taylor Swift fans, the same thing. I did try to think about comparable weddings, right? And I consulted, Google, and there's really, you know, we don't know what their wedding is going to be like. I suspect big, though, don't you?
Or
you
think,
sneak off and get married.
But you could also tell me that she goes to like a castle in Italy.
And just 20 people?
No, like that'll be like a who's who of...
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Is it going to be a big wedding? Is it going to be a 300-person wedding, or is it going to be a 12-person wedding? We probably should have had Lexi on to answer this question for us. Feels like it's going to be a who's who.
Yeah, I think so. I think because when you're her, you're also a business. And well, so, like, you know...
And speaking of, coincidentally, this must just have been coincidence, Jeffrey, American Eagle dropped their line of Travis Kelce merchandise.
Didn't know they were still around.
True love. So there you go. You think they maybe had a whisper of it, or I don't know.
It looks like the photos that I saw were not taken yesterday.
So there you go. I mean, Onion was being a little snarky. I saw a recent headline, not about the wedding, just about Taylor Swift generally. It said, scoop. They had an inside scoop. Taylor Swift's next album will be about herself. And no, that's an unfair snipe. That's an unfair snipe because everyone writes about their lived experience, and hers connects with everyone's lived, a whole lot of people's lived experience.
Millions and millions of people.
That was snarky from The Onion. That was snarky.
No way, not The Onion.
And I don't co-sign. But anyway, celebrity weddings, Jeffrey. So Lady Di and Prince Charles, that's got to be number one in terms of the scale of the wedding itself and people watching and people caring, right? Nothing compared.
I didn't live it, but it's true. Historically, that seems to be the case because you had television, and on top of having television, even though when Charles's mom got married, it was televised, this was a different thing. You had the news cycle, everything. She was like the biggest celebrity on the planet.
We had, of course, there are power.
There was William and Kate in my lifetime. I remember the girls going nuts about that in college.
There's power couples, though, and I don't even know, didn't mean they had a massive wedding. So here's some power celebrity couples, right? And you can tell me if you think any of these compare to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I don't think so. But again, I don't know the scale of the weddings that they had. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Madonna and Sean Penn, Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson, Tom Brady and Giselle. Jessica Biel, Justin Timberlake, Grace Kelly. Grace Kelly, turns out she married a prince, Prince Rainier. Elvis and Priscilla, I did look that one up. They got married at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think that was sponsored. So the ones that you've named so far, hang on, let me stop you. Yeah. The ones that you've named that come up, Brad and Jen, that was a massive one. Beyonce.
Was the wedding itself massive, or was the couple massive?
The couple was massive because I think, if I recall correctly, I think they eloped in Hawaii, but I remember that being a massive deal, when they sold that.
But not as big as this because neither one of them is close to as big as Taylor Swift. Right? So it can't be as big as this.
They were pretty big, but yeah, I mean, Taylor Swift's in this different. It's just also, we're in an era where it's hard to be mega famous, and she's one of the people that has done it.
Is it hard? But it's also, you have so many. So here was the
I
one.
Think it's
Here's
hard to be the mega, ultra, uber star that she is. I did not. It was not as hard then because there was, we could have more of a monoculture.
So from the 70s, of course, I recall Farrah Fawcett and Lee Majors, the $6 million man.
Of course.
But here's one. Okay, ready? Well, and then you as a student of British history will remember Wallace Simpson.
Of course.
Edward,
it's the king abdicated. Yes, of course.
Exactly. But I'm going to give you.
Also was a Nazi sympathizer.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
And Joe DiMaggio.
That one was pretty big.
Now, they just snuck off and got married, but someone at
But that was literally
at
a New York
courthouse in San Francisco. But someone let it slip, so they were mobbed there. But now, it was also, I think, very clearly not her first wedding. And she's on this list multiple times. She also, Marilyn Monroe and Arthur Miller. You know, Tom Cruise is on here a couple times,
too. Cruise and Katie Holmes was a big one.
But then there's Cruise and Kidman.
Yeah.
Which is a bigger power couple. I think Cruise and Kidman
were a bigger power couple, but the wedding for Cruise and Katie Holmes was bigger.
Jacqueline Bouvier and JFK But I don't know how was she. Was, I mean, she was a socialite. I don't know how. Like, and of course, he wasn't. He wasn't president yet. Was he a senator?
Yeah, but he was
yet?
A Kennedy.
I don't know if he was a senator. He was a Kennedy. George and Amal Clooney. Was she big independently, or is that just George Clooney?
No, she was like a Amnesty International lawyer.
Yeah. Okay. Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner.
Well, I was trying to think.
Did I say John Lennon and Yoko Ono?
No, you did not.
Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
I was about to say, surely Elizabeth Taylor's got one in there somewhere.
Oh, she's on here multiple times. She's on the list.
Did she get married like seven times?
Okay. Last question, Jeffrey. Can you wager somewhere on whether this marriage is going to last?
So I've not seen whether or not, like, I've not seen an over-under on how long it's going to last. I have seen the pick the date of the wedding.
You believe it, that the wedding will happen. Like some people time getting engaged. And one of the reasons that at Robert Irwin, you want the meant to be guarantee, the 365 day guarantee, is because things can happen, right?
And right, but they don't do it for that reason. They do it because they're so confident you're going to love the ring.
The reason that Robert Irwin can do it is they know you will love the ring.
Exactly.
It is such a dramatic guarantee.
It's a power move, actually.
365 days to return the ring, which should give you incredible peace of mind. And you're like, oh, gosh, this is the biggest purchase of my life. At that point, it probably is because you haven't bought a home yet, whatever. It's the biggest purchase of your life. And for, let's be honest, the greatest day of your life. But the reason they can do it is they know you're going to love the ring.
Yep.
And they know that she is going to love the ring.
Can
so
confirm.
I do mean it. If you are, and we were talking about this on Gabe's show, the ring seems nice, but Robert Irwin Jewelers could have done better.
If you are
thinking about getting engaged, get in there. Get in there. And Travis should have. And go see Robert Irwin Jewelers online at rijewelers.com. There may be a betting line on whether they will actually get married, but I think they will get married. And then there is this question of will it last? And I will tell you, most of the weddings, it feels like on this list of famous people, don't. That's true of most weddings generally. Don't. 50% or something like that get divorced, right? And I suspect celebrity weddings have a higher divorce rate.
I mean, I think the ones that you mentioned.
Tom Hanks is still married, right? Isn't he the guy who stayed married?
Yeah, but he had two weddings.
He had two weddings, Tom Hanks did?
Yeah. Because Colin's mom is different. Colin's mom is not Rita Wilson.
Oh, there you go. So, I think I would say, will they stay married till death do us part? You would have to bet no.
I mean, what kind of odds am I getting?
Well, no, just straight up.
I mean, I didn't think Beyonce and Jay-Z would still be married, but they are.
They are. Yeah, and they've had some troubles.
They indeed have. I do also think they're more of a business relationship.
But
I think they're more of a business relationship than I think Travis and Taylor will be.
Well, seems to be working for them. I can't possibly dive into what happens internally in people's weddings. Travis and Taylor, Jeffrey, right now, here on the day, on this day, will they stay married until death do us part? You would get better odds. I mean, the odds will be... You tell me what the line will be.
Oh, I think no, you're going to get... I think no would be like minus probably 300.
Yeah, I think so. Because they're not, you know... But maybe.
It's not just... Because you're not just factoring... Even though the divorce rate's going down in America, like, celebrity divorce rate feels like it's damn near 1,000.
Is the divorce rate going down in America?
Yeah, but it's also because people are getting married later.
Yeah.
I mean, that's works in their favor. Is like, statistically, if you get married, if your first marriage is in your 30s, you have a better chance.
You have a better shot.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they've known disappointment. She's known disappointment. All right, onward to the world of sports, although I did see The Athletic did a how will this affect Travis Kelce's season story. So, but onward to the world of sports, at least briefly. We did have cut down day, Jeffrey, and the things that stood out. Well, Adam Thielen, by the way, is now, we talked about this yesterday, he has been traded back to the Vikings. So that is now happened. I don't think we mentioned Hendon Hooker getting cut yesterday, but he was cut by the Lions.
Yeah, there was also a lot of people were
the Bucks.
A lot of people turned that into this is why Nico. This is why Nico left Tennessee, because Hendon Hooker was not prepared for the NFL in terms of development.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I think two things can be true. I do think that offense doesn't prepare you for the NFL. I also think that was true when Nico signed with Tennessee.
And it's also true that most quarterbacks don't make it. You know, like Hendon Hooker being prepared or not being prepared, you know.
Well, it's unclear to me. I think Hendon might have asked
Hendon
to be
Hooker
released.
Failed at Pittsburgh, you know, like, and so.
Vatek.
I'm sorry, Vatek. Yeah, why did I say Pittsburgh? Vatek. Failed at Vatek. Got my Northeastern schools mixed up. Mid-Eastern? Mid-Mid? What
Mid-Atlantic?
Do you call that?
I don't know.
Former.
They feel like they should be in the Big East.
So, I don't know. I just don't think that is an indictment of the Tennessee offense.
There's also like some people saying Hendon asked for his release because he's 27 and they were going to move him to the third team. And he was saying, "If you know, at 27, please cut me so I can go find another team."
Other local, well, Seth was waived. We saw that coming, but there's report he will be put on the practice squad. And let's be honest, that's all he could have aimed for.
I think if you would have said at the beginning of the summer, that was best case scenario.
That's fantastic. If he ends up on the practice squad, Trevor Lawrence and Nick Mullins are the two there, but they need a third. And the at least reports are that Seth will end up on the practice squad. Rock Taylor had already been waived by the Steelers. Quindell Johnson by the Steelers. Blake Watson by Denver. Around the league, we'd already seen that Shiloh Sanders was waived. It is interesting to see first round picks who are, you know, subsequently just don't make it. Like Isaiah Simmons never was a hit. He was the eighth pick in the draft by the Cardinals, ended up in Green Bay. He was cut yesterday. Cole Strange, a Belichick pick, by the way, first round pick from the Pats in 2022. He was cut yesterday. Deontay Johnson, Marcus Valdes-Scandling, those two sort of at this point they're journeymen, I guess, wide receivers cut by.
Miko get cut yesterday
too. Hardman got cut as well. Spencer Rattler named the starter there.
Sure,
I guess a little bit of a surprise, Jeffrey, coming into camp, right? You would have said they're going to flush it. They're going to flush the season. Might as well see what the rookie's all about. But he was rough enough in the preseason and camp that they decided to go with Spencer Rattler, who was actually better.
I actually think like that one was he won the job.
Yeah, he was
and
better.
By I don't know if he won the job. He did less to lose the job.
They're going to be terrible.
Yes,
the Giants suddenly you were like, I'm going to hate this football season, mostly because Russ is the quarterback and they're not going to be good and what are they doing and whatever else. Well, now I saw over at ESPN, they were making predictions for every team. And the prediction for the Giants was they're going to lead the league in sacks. So if you're leading the league in sacks and you've got a potentially dynamic rookie quarterback who you could see at some point, all of a sudden, this Giants season that we didn't think was going to be particularly interesting looks incredibly interesting. The Saints season is the most lamentable, least looked forward to season unfolding in front of any team. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Saints season actually boils down to, like, if you're a Saints fan, you're just watching Texas and hoping Arches is, like, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing with the Giants is, competitively, it's going to be a nothing burger. I did actually think like the team is better. It's just the schedule's brutal.
Yeah, the schedule is absolutely brutal. All right, we got to take a break. We got to talk to John Martin. I will tell you, where did I go when I needed my crisp $100 bills?
You went to Leaders Credit Union.
Crisp $100. I went to Leaders Credit Union, and I said I needed them. You know, this is what I do every year. I go in and I get my crisp $100 bills, and I hand them to Jeffrey, and I tell him to invest. So far this year, we're 1-1 on the season. Oh, well, I had a question about that, Jeffrey. Thursday, we do Jeffrey's bets on Friday. There are Thursday games. Are you going to want to sneak in some early bets? because I'll let you if you want to, even though Jeffrey's bets, we can have a special abbreviated.
There's a couple of games that are eyeing me, so I consider the same thing of maybe taking tomorrow.
We'll ponder that. But the point is that Leaders Credit Union is where I bank, because when I started saying the same thing out loud every day, which was, as a credit union, they don't have a corporate overlords, they don't have stockholders, every penny goes back in to make their services better, their technology better, their rates better, it made sense to me. I'd say it over and over again. It made sense to me. So when Claire moved to town and her kids moved to town, where did they set up accounts? At Leaders Credit Union. And that has been our experience. Also our experience, by the way, as we're looking for a new mortgage, is our dealings with them have been absolutely fabulous. So I can speak to you from personal experience. It's Leaders Credit Union. They've got a Bartlett branch and an Arlington branch, but you can just download the app, honestly, or go to leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. John Martin coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
John Martin joins me every Wednesday if he's not hungover. And then from 11 to 2 every single day entertains the populace along with Jason Smith. I did, Jeffrey, get the news before I talk to John here. I did get the news from Lexi, our official Taylor Swift correspondent, and it was an oversight for me not to invite her on this morning. A mistake, big mistake on my part, because she's already chiming in from afar. Britney Spears' first marriage to her childhood friend, that's Jason Alexander,
yes,
not the Seinfeld
correct.
Jason Alexander, that lasted 55 hours. Mm-hmm. So the Cracker Barrel logo, I think, outlasted Britney Spears' first marriage.
Yep. There you go.
I think that's right. John Martin joins me now. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm glad the Cracker is back, you know? The Cracker was under attack by the woke mob, but the Cracker has survived, so we're happy about it.
Here's to the Cracker.
It's just like, you know, I'll tell you, it's just, you know, being a white man in 2025, you see what happens? I mean, you're just under siege constantly.
It's our time again. You know, it's our time. I have felt personally under siege for the last decade. I have to kick and scream and scrap to get any respect whatsoever as a white man.
That's right.
But now,
that's right.
Now, John, now our time is, we are back, baby.
We are so back. We are so back. Are you kidding me? I mean, Jeffrey had the game winning call off where you asked the Cracker.
Exactly right. The whole thing. You know, so it's been a rough decade, you know.
That's right. Are you talking about the Obama presidency?
That was tough, man. I was under siege there, you know, and over like,
yep.
Now, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get into this. I will tell people that they should read the column by Otis Sanford.
We'll celebrate off the air.
I will tell you they should read the column by Otis Sanford about the University of Memphis getting rid of their multicultural support outfit over there. And it is kind of amazing. Like, literally, one of the things I tout about when I've been making the case for Memphis to get into the Big 12, I'm partly saying, their diversity should be an asset. You know, it should be something that helps them, that is celebrated. The fact that they, that the University of Memphis is a school that uplifts people and breaks, you know, the cycle of poverty, like that is one of their roles in society, and that is diverse as it is. And what does the University of Memphis do? Yeah, screw all that, baby. Screw all that, baby. We don't actually want to give an extra helping hand to anybody. And obviously they were under pressure from the state to do it because that's the state. That's the state in which we live. But there's legitimate criticism that they could have been creative in keeping some of the people and some of the functions that helped so many people over at the University of Memphis get ahead, and that they didn't. And that seems like legitimate criticism to me. And I know people, a lot of people are disappointed in the University of Memphis for that. But this all started because the Cracker's back. And funny, though, my brother Tim reminded me, John, that Cracker Barrel didn't actually get rid of the old white man because he's an old white man. They got rid of the old white man because Cracker Barrel is floundering. Like, Cracker Barrel is a failing company. And so it's kind of like this was their effort to try to remake the, you know, to try to rebrand. And it clearly flopped. When was the last time you ate at a Cracker Barrel, John?
Man, it has been quite some time. I mean, maybe within the last decade, maybe. Once. I mean, at most, it's just not a place that I frequent or, you know, take my family. It's just not, you know,
it's also true that that kind of restaurant, like whether it's Ruby Tuesdays or like they're all, you know, we see Red Lobster, right? Like it's a Red Lobster. The branding is very different, but it's a sit down, sort of, you know, middle class, sit down restaurant. They are struggling generally. And, you know, they're being replaced by the Chipotles of the world. Anyway, I didn't mean to get into this, John. Taylor Swift. Does Sam care about Taylor Swift? Your wife, Sam?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
She's over the moon with happiness.
She's all in. She calls it the wedding of the century. So she's definitely excited about it. You know, I mean, a lot of people doubted that this would ever happen. A lot of people thought it was a publicity stunt. A lot of people thought it was, and maybe at one time it was, but obviously love wins. So,
love wins. Love is love. Where would you set the odds of them, death to us parting, you know, making it to the end?
Oh, like forever? Oh, I mean.
Yeah, forever, John, forever.
Like never getting divorced?
Never getting divorced.
I would say that's pretty low. The odds of them getting the odds of them staying together forever is extremely
forever
low.
And ever. Yeah, I mean, I didn't manage it, so I'm not going to
plus 20 plus 25,000. I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
Like 5%.
Wow.
1%. I mean, well, just because, like, I mean, you know, they've only been together for 2 years, right? Like, they've only been together for 2 years, so like it's still
2 years is about right. Fresh. You 2 years is about if you're the eight. An age when they're both in their 30s, for God's sakes. How long do you need? 2 years? 2 years is about right.
I think you just don't necessarily know somebody that well after 2 years. Because let's be honest, they don't spend that much time together. They can't. Because she was on tour, he was playing football.
Maybe they won't in their marriage either. You know?
Okay, they don't John, know
wanna,
each other still.
I want to switch
like,
to sports. First
they like
of all, have
the
you,
idea
have you,
of each other.
Have you made any wagers for college, this college football weekend? Have you made any wagers for this college football weekend?
I have.
Okay, give me them.
I have.
Give me two or three.
I have gone where no man is willing to go, and I have bravely backed the number one team getting points. A lot of people say, you know, how do you do it? They've called me Neil Armstrong, you know, and I said, I don't need that. I don't need the plaudits. I did bet Texas plus 2.5 yesterday, though. And not to brag, but it's down to 1.5, okay? I'm not saying that I move markets. All I'm saying is I'm going to move with that thing, all right?
On this topic, by the way, what do you make of the Dave Portnoy controversy? Not being allowed in the stadium was one report, and now it turns out it's Fox's own decision, at least that's the spin, to not let him go into the stadium. He's obviously a Ohio State hater and a Michigan fan, and he's a big part of the Fox broadcast now.
Well, like, you know, like, I think it's easy for Ohio State to spin it because they can pitch a fit to Fox, right? They can say, we don't want this guy around the broadcast, and we were, you know, and obviously they're TV partners. So they can blame Fox and put it on Fox, you know. But I don't really see a world where Fox would, you know, do this deal with Barstool and, you know, incorporate them the way they have just to turn around and tell Dave Portnoy, the face of Barstool, that in the biggest game of their season, which is week one, which is, you know.
I'm with you. I think they're lying. I think Ohio State said it's up to Fox, and I don't believe them. Why would you not want your controversial figure in the midst of controversy? Yeah.
Right. If it was really up to Fox, they would be there. And here's the other thing that Ohio State doesn't realize. And see, this is just like it's Ross Bjork, right? Is that the AD there?
Yeah, it's Ross Bjork. Yep.
Man, what a rise for him. Wasn't he like a freaking mid-major AD at one point?
He was right
Western
here.
Western Kentucky, to Ole Miss, to A&M, to Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean, that's the dream.
That's the way you do it.
But I will say he's definitely miscalculated this one, because him banning whoever it is that banned Dave Portnoy is only good for Dave Portnoy. It only makes his whole brand, now hanging over this game at Ohio State is the fact that you banned Dave Portnoy, which just
cowards. Jeffrey, who do you believe here? Who banned Dave Portnoy?
Ross Bjork's on one side. I know who I believe. I do not believe Ross. I've covered Ross. I know Ross.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Jeffrey, all right. So, John, that's one wager. One very courageous wager. Another wager.
I have a bunch of unders that are not, like, nobody wants to hear me talk about the Georgia Tech Colorado under.
No one wants to hear an under. Yeah.
So, but that's the sexy one. That's the sexy bet of the week.
All right. Well, you made some sexy predictions.
I heard Peyton Manning's nephew plays quarterback for the Longhorns.
And I want to – let's see if we get agreement from Jeffrey on this. He said, Jeffrey, that Tennessee is going to be just okay. But then he said 9-3. He was kind of disparaging what they've done. John, it's fair to say you were kind of negative on Tennessee. And this is the apex. We've seen the apex of the hype era. This is not what we expect. And I push back because they got to the playoff last year. What the hell do you expect? So I don't mind a bridge here this year.
It's kind of a fake playoff, though. It was a fake playoff appearance.
It was not a fake playoff. Jeffrey, how do you feel about Tennessee being just okay? But just okay, he defines as 9-3.
Yeah, I think also when you look at their schedule, though, 9-3 is going to put them outside the playoff. But, yeah, that feels about right, 9-3, 8-4.
Yeah, okay. And then I think we had agreement on this is the year that Memphis is going to make it to the championship game. Explain your reasoning, John.
Well, I mean, they spend more money than everybody, and their schedule is a joke. I mean, let's stop treating this program with kid gloves, can we? I mean, we treat it like it's a little baby. Aww, isn't it so cute? I mean, it's like, at what point did the balls drop on this program? Honestly, like they have all of the freaking games at home. Every single meaningful game they play is at home. Arkansas is at home. Navy's at home. Tulane's at home. South Florida's at home. They don't have to play Army. They don't have to play UTSA. If they don't get to the championship game this year, bro, this program is stalling out. It is, and I'll be the one that beats that drum. But as I always say, if Paul Revere said the British are here, there's no value in Paul Revere. It's when he said they're coming. So I'm going to say that Memphis football is on the downswing if they don't make the championship game this year. I don't care if they reloaded. Everybody in the American reloaded. Like eight, aren't there like six or seven new head coaches? What is the excuse? What is the excuse? There is no excuse. It's time to produce. It's time to perform. And if Ryan Silverfield cannot do that, he should step aside.
Jeffrey?
I mean, I don't think Ryan, I think Ryan's got, what, $11 million to not step aside. But, I mean, I do agree with his general premise. Like, what are we doing here if they can't win this league? Or if they can't, it's not even win the league. They can't even get to the title game of this league.
I kind of agree.
Like you can't fire him.
The question becomes, what are you spending the money on?
100%. 100%.
I did like that Gabe pointed out that it was the first great Fuente team, the Miami Beach Bowl team, that's going to be releasing the Tigers this Saturday. And that's kind of cool. I mean, that was, I mean, and you've had John, you've had Fuente on recently, John. Look what he did.
Is that the BYU fight?
Yeah.
That's an all-time game. That was such a good game.
All-time game. Edison, one of the all-time games. Look what he did with what he had. Like, relative, and in the conference in which he operated, where he didn't have the most money, and he still got a share of the conference title, and he was building the team up from crap, right? And really, that team is the team that started it all and put an exclamation on it with that win over BYU, which was a fabulous game and then ended in a fight. It was just spectacular. Gabe did also make the point, and I totally sympathize with this, that those guys now look at these guys making whatever they're making, and there has to be a feeling of, my God, why couldn't we have played a decade later? I mean, if you're in the 70s, I don't think, you know, it wasn't close enough that you think like that. But imagine
you've done a masterful job of changing the subject here, but I do appreciate
that. My point is they are going to get this team launched to the championship game season that you are predicting, John. That's all I was, okay. That was the way.
So you think they're going to put their, bitterness aside?
They're going to put their championship touch, the Miami Bowl fight on this team to get it launched into the spectacular new year.
Now, do you know the trivia about that fight?
Well, what is the trivia about that fight?
The BYU player that was involved in the fight is the brother of Los Angeles Rams receiver Puka Nacua.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if that's trivia or just an obscurity. I'm just warming you up. I know Jeffrey took the L last week. I'm trying to get you guys thinking.
Jeffrey did take the L last week.
We're not here to talk about the past.
What car does your wife drive?
Jeffrey? I cannot like get on the roads without seeing a Honda Passport right now.
God. All right, John, we appreciate it. We appreciate all your passion and also that you showed up. We appreciate that, too.
I just keep it a buck, man. And I would say the same thing about Memphis basketball. When you have if Memphis basketball doesn't win the American, do you guys think I'm going to come on here and say, well, you know, I'm on Penny's ass.
They tried hard. Yeah.
I'm on Penny's ass. But here's the other thing. Penny's done it. Penny swept everything last year. So he's done it. It's time for the football program to join him.
And Penny had trophies before last year.
He sure. I mean, and here's the other thing. He played in a league that had freaking Kelvin Sampson in it, man. I mean, of course he was going to finish second every damn year, which he did, by the way. Most years. He finished second with Kendrick Davis. Memphis football never finished second under Ryan Silverfield. It's time. I'm not even telling you to win it. Just finish second, man. People are going to get mad at me because I say
join the revolution. All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
It might as well be Larry Porter. Yep.
Get out of here. Get Larry Porter. God, as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, it is football season again in Memphis. Yet another reason to get to Oak Hall. They got shirts. They got quarter zips. They got hoodies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.